It's time for Ask the Expert.
My expert today, Cale Harned from Affinity Insurance, and I want to talk about those times where we just assume we're covered for stuff, especially with vehicles, that maybe we should double check.
That's right. I mean, never assume that you're covered without talking to your broker and letting them know the situation. There's a million different situations and things that can affect coverage. You know, again, just because you have that $50,000 boat sitting on a trailer that's plated, don't assume that that trailer plate gives you any type of coverage for that boat sitting
right
on it. Don't assume that, you know, that antique vehicle that you've been driving through the summer is covered under the home while it's sitting there through the winter.
And that could be one of the, I guess, fallacies we think up is just because it's parked in the garage and we pull the plates off because, you know, we're thinking down the line we're going to work on it later. We still have to, I guess, schedule that into our insurance too.
Yeah, there's different ways of doing it. You know, most any type of automobile typically has to have a package policy on it.
Yep.
And there's different ways of insuring it as unlicensed and to value. There's things like ATVs and those types of motorized vehicles that aren't plateable. Those can be scheduled on a home policy. Mm-hmm. Those can be put onto, some companies offer package policies on those. Things like boats, motors, ATVs, dirt bikes, all those things. Don't assume that any of that stuff is going to be covered just because it's sitting in the house or the garage or the shop next
right
to the garage.
And even if you have it set up, let's say, go with the example of this antique car that we've got, okay? Even if you've got it set storage, you're covered for storage, but you want to send it off somewhere to get some work done. You got to be careful. You can't just assume.
Right. I mean, there's many different, you know, scenarios that could happen. And don't assume that, you know, that the guy that's tinkering with it in the garage next to down the street from you, you know, is covered because his house could burn down, and then your vehicle that you've got a lot of money in all of a sudden doesn't have any coverage. So
right,
just make sure that those types of things, talk to your broker on those one-off situations like that.
Yeah, or even situations where you're sending your car into the garage and you think, well, you know what, I'll just save myself $50 and deplate it for a month, sort of thing.
Yeah,
not necessarily a good idea.
Probably not. I mean, lots of things could happen. They could finish early and leave it out on the street for you to pick up, and in that hour window somebody could hit and run you or vandalize it, or then it's probably not their responsibility. They're done the work on it now, they've signed off on it, and it's back to you. You're sitting there with no plate on it. It's very touchy and very situational that you have to watch out and talk to your broker about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, just having plates on isn't just insurance either, because let's say, for example, you buy a vehicle and you're going to go get insurance for it. You can't just slap plates from another vehicle on there.
Well, no, there is a 7-day window if you've traded in your old vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you've taken that plate and put it onto the new vehicle. There's a 7-day window now that will give you that coverage until you can get in and actually do the physical registration change at our office. But you know, to slap a plate off of your truck and put it onto your SUV, or, you know, with those types of situations that can't be done, you have to make sure you come in first and change that over on our system.
Right. Regardless of what you are going to be doing with you know, vehicles in storage or repair or any state in between there, best bet is to go and talk to a professional and find out exactly where your coverage lies.
Exactly. Yeah, talk to your broker. Tell them what you're working on, what you've got, what the situation is, and they'll figure it out. There's ways to do it. You just want to make sure that you're doing it properly.
Yeah, because the last thing you'd want is to find out, you're not covered.
Exactly.
Cale, if we got questions, we want to find out more, best bet is to come and see you. How do we find you?
Yeah, we're on the top of the hill on 2nd Avenue next to Mr. Sub and Remax. You can call us at 764-3600, or we're on the web at affinityis.ca.
Right on. My expert today, Cale Harned of Affinity Insurance, as we ask the expert.